You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Gritter III here for another edition for the daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Of course, last night, recording this on December 1st here, just to get off work. So this will be up immediately after the recording, so we'll get that out to you guys. So, all right, K-State Nation, real quick here, just an update with basketball on both sides, the men's and women's. Last night, Bruce Weber's team got on the board, holding off a charge from the ruse of UMC Kansas City, 62-58. K-State held off a huge run by Brandon McKissick of UMKC, 24 points. Dejuan Gordon and Nigel Pack both scored 14 in the win for K-State. Did not come easy in the second half of the game, but K-State's defense held strong in this one, towards the end of this one, and getting a huge victory to move them to 1-2 on the year. The final line on Dejuan Gordon, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Nigel Pack also had 14, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 of 6 beyond the 3-point range. Mike McGurl, who had 7 in this game for K-State, only 2 of 5 from 3-point land for K-State, folks. So K-State getting the dub there last night at home, right here in Bramlage Coliseum. Next game will be this weekend against UNLV. We will talk, me and Alex, my co-host, we'll talk about that a lot more on the weekly edition coming up this week, so stay tuned for that. On the flip side of things, we got to give K-State women some love as well. Last weekend, first game of the year for Jeff Meade's squad, and they took down Southern 66-51. Led by Ayoka Lee. This is too bad. We're in this pandemic season, but you know, we can't go to these basketball games because the women are obviously fun to watch. So, and obviously the tickets are, well, I get tickets through my work, so it doesn't really matter. But it's unfortunate that still in the middle of this pandemic, and we're not able to watch these games. But the women get it done, 66-51. Ayoka Lee, who immediately came a fan favorite for the team, a sophomore, of course, freshman of the year in the Big 12 last year, 17 points in the game for her, went 18-15 from the field, 9 rebounds in the ball game for Ayoka Lee. Christy Carr went 5-11 through the field. She had the next highest, 15 points, 3 of 7 beyond the arc. And of course, we got to highlight here Sydney Goodson, the transfer from Texas Tech, made her K-State debut, folks. Only 5 points in the game, but had 5 rebounds in the ball game as well, and had 4 assists. Yeah, I'm reading that right, 4 assists. Emily Ubert had 6 assists in the game. So Jeff Meade's squad going 1-0. There, K-State taking them down, Southern 66-51 in this one. And next time K-State will play will be Thursday night against Kentucky. That's going to be a good test to see where this team is at there. Kentucky, 6:30 Central Time, folks, at, I believe that game, I want to say that's at home, I believe there. So Kentucky, K-State, Thursday night, 6:30 Central Time. That's kind of an update right there. And we'll be able to talk a little bit about that game. Well, actually, we'll be, me and Alex, will be recording after 6, a little later than that. So that game should be over when we record. So we'll definitely have a recap, a little bit of recap of that ball game. So K-State, men's and women's. Men's getting on the board, 1-2. The ladies, 1-0, heading to their matchup with Kentucky SEC opponent. This is Eddie Gritter III, and you have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.